This is Into the Night, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Tony Bruno and Harry Mays.
The best part about doing the show is doing the show, because you never know what's going to happen. And especially when we have guests like our next guest, friend of the show, former Philly great, former Met great, still hunkered down in California on lockdown, and I bet you he hasn't moved one single inch outside of his place listening to the governor shutting him down. He is the dude. Nails, Lenny Dykstra, what's going on, bro?
I'm actually in a dungeon in Phoenix, Arizona.
No way.
Yeah, they got me locked down here. Countdown, about 10, 12 hours ago. Still about 95% favorably, you know?
So now let's review for people, because this is a historic weekend for you, not just because it's Memorial Day weekend when the people are normally watching baseball, but at 3:30 a.m., Saturday, right? Saturday morning, you will reach an anniversary.
Right. And how on the East Coast, right? Your coast.
3:30 on the East Coast. 3:30. Now, if you're in Arizona, then you're in Mountain Time, right? Are you in Pacific now?
Pacific.
Yeah, because the other part of the year, you know, they're in Mountain Time. And
right.
Even though they don't change the clocks in Arizona.
It's confusing for everybody else.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're in how did you get out of L.A., first of all, to go to Phoenix?
That's what I mean. I take risks, you know. I'm still, like I said, that's why they got me in the dungeon here. I'm a 95% favorite still only. I might find my way out. But the bottom line is 2 years since the arrest, and we're on countdown, Tony. Countdown, man.
You have a count. See, Harry Mays has a countdown clock to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the Masters, at any big event, you can put an app in your phone. So I know you got buddies out there. I talked to your man Adam, and I know Sarah and all the people who have you in Arizona are making sure that you stay hunkered down so that you can reach the 2-year anniversary at 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 a.m. Pacific, when it will be 2 years since Lenny Dykstra last ran afoul of the law. Is that correct, Lenny?
Well, I kind of ran afoul. I got kidnapped by an Uber driver, but whatever it is what it is. And they put the cuffs on me, and they put me, and they booked me, and so officially was arrested, and 2 years are coming up, and again, had some close calls between now and between them in the last 2 years. I'm not going to lie to you, but at the end of the day, Nails never fails. 2 years of not being arrested, and love being on your show with Harry, and you got the your girls on top of things. You know, I told her. Keep texting me to remind me. Because,
that's Miss Robin now. You know, she's my girl, and she likes
Robin's
to be.
Awesome.
She likes to be on top, actually. But you know, hey, we got to mix it up every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Well, anyway, she's on point. And like I said, you know, I'm just a broken down baseball player. I got hit by a lot of pitches. So, but I'm actually smart enough to know I'm not smart enough. So just keep me posted. And here we are.
Now let me get back to, because you said the last time you were arrested 2 years ago. Later on this evening, here this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, you were hijacked or abducted by an Uber
kidnapped
driver.
Kidnapped by an Uber driver.
A lot of people don't know this. So how were you kidnapped by an Uber driver?
Dude, on everything I love. I was going to Staten Island to pick up some granite for this crazy house I got involved in Linden, New Jersey, and the guy picked me up and he looks a little crazy, his eyes and stuff. So, meaning when you come out of my street, you either make a left to go to Staten Island or you make a right to go to Linden, okay? Meaning there's no other way you can go. And the guy makes the right, and I said, where are you going? This guy beelines it straight to the police station. He's going 100 miles an hour. I'm getting ready to do the Starsky Hutch tuck and roll because I'm scared to death. And next thing I know, he puts the locks on, pulls in the police station. They have a video of it. Says, he's got a gun. Next thing I know, the cops are cuffing me, and I'm in the cooler, you know?
Not the Yeti, though. You mean you're in the Slammer, the Hooskow. So wait, so the guy says, did you have a gun on you?
No, I've never had a gun in my life. They don't even know how a gun works. I mean, they grew up in California. I mean, you're talking to a guy that had one friend growing up, and only had one friend because they needed someone to play catch with.
Let me give you one of these.
Wait a minute. This is Miss Robin. did he ever explain why he did this?
No, he's a nut job, and they press charges against him, but it's just another day in the life of Lenny Dykstra. I
mean, so that counts, wait a minute, that counts as an actual arrest?
Yeah, it was because they found, they did a legal search and found a little bit of, party material.
Product.
I don't know who planted those in there. It wasn't me, you know.
I hate when they set you up. I mean, it happens to so many. But there was actual, I know they in the Philadelphia papers, they actually had body cam video of this arrest, and it shows that you were absolutely, totally innocent.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the one that called 911 three times. But the bottom line is what happened is, I got booked, I got arrested, and so I'm not going to try to blame anyone because, look, the best part about that is I went in there with my drink, and I left there with my drink. Now, who else can do that?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, usually you can't even go, like, into an amusement park with a drink or into a baseball game.
Right.
They confiscate it right at the gate. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, they do. But hey, listen, I got some big news coming out, man.
Is this breaking news? Is this breaking? You're going to break it on the show?
Yeah, I'm going to break it on the show, so check it. Okay, we're putting an event together, Madison Square Garden, and the only way people can get back to somewhat of life again is to take the antibody test.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's no other way. As far as getting the vaccine, we're so far away from that. So the only way to do it is a test. And so if you go to coronaviruscquicktestkit.com.
Wait a minute, coronaviruscquicktestkit.com.
Yeah, you'll see that's a solution. It's a solution. So what we're going to do is we're going to have nurses, you know, it takes 8 minutes, and it's an antibody test, okay?
I'll be front in line, man.
That's the one I want.
I want
test. Man. It's awesome. I got tested. You don't feel nothing in 8 minutes. And now, these people are living in fear out there. So this will show people that they can get out there and go to a concert, but everyone has to be tested. And this is the best way, most accurate way, and cost-efficient way to test. And
so you get the results in 8 minutes?
Who's going to go anywhere if the guy next to you hasn't been tested? It's just, we don't know what's going on. It's so much unsurety. So you have to get tested. So my new slogan is keep America safe, keep your family safe, get tested today.
Exactly right. No, we all agree on that. And I think that's the thing, because we've all been waiting for these, not just a regular test to see if you have it.
Right.
The test to see, because I think I may have had it. We all think we may have had it and got over it, because 99% of the people who had it, who are not really old, get over it. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, I should have gave you my recipe. I mean, what I did is, because, you know, when I was playing baseball, I was kind of active, you know what I mean? I went through a lot of volume, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is take 5 amoxicillin a day, okay, every day. It was like having a sniper on the end of you-know-what.
And what about zinc? Did you add the zinc to it?
The Z-Pack?
The zinc and then the amoxicillin.
No, the amoxicillin, because I'm talking about
antibiotic.
Because I was kind of active with the ladies.
Yeah, exactly. I hear where you come from. I don't think they had Valtrex when you were playing back in the 90s.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that. I took 5 amoxicillin every day. It's like building a wide moat around it, you know?
Exactly right, man. So this is safety. People think you're reckless.
No.
This is a man telling everybody that he was doing it safely before safe was even cool.
That's right, brother. You know, so anyways, the bottom line is, countdown, and I really appreciate you having me on your show, because, you know, again, dealing with the big leaguers, you know, I love dealing with the big leaguers. I'm a whale hunter. I don't want to do these minor league shows, so hanging out with you guys is awesome, and we're going to make it here 2 years, and then what happens after that, we don't know.
Well,
we don't know.
What are you going to do to celebrate the 2-year anniversary?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna be like that dude Icarus, man. They told him, you know, you keep flying too close to that sun, you know, your wings are gonna melt, gonna crash and burn. You know what I mean?
They said that about They said that about Kite Man too at the vet back in the day when he would come in
to bring the first pitch out.
Yeah. That dope. I mean, he crashed a bunch of times. He crashed into the upper deck in the 700 level one year. Didn't even make it to the field.
He interrupted a couple up there trying to get busy.
93 landed on the field. You know?
Exactly right. See, this old school baseball. You're not getting this anywhere else.
Hey, tell me, man, what's going on with seriously, like, where are we with this big country right now? Where nobody knows what's going on. There's no plan. There's nothing happening. So
who do I look like, Dr. Fauci? I mean, I'm Dr. Tony Grouchy. I'm not Dr. Tony Fauci. And now he's saying we need to open up eventually because it's not good staying inside forever. Breaking news. Who the hell didn't know that?
You need to be a doctor
to figure that out? By the way, the bottom line is we have to someone's got to take charge. So what I'm going to do is at Madison Square Garden, I'm going to get my boy Dana White to have an MMA event. 20,000 people will be there. There'll be 7-8 different entrances, 2 RN nurses sitting there. Test each person who's coming in. It only takes 8 minutes.
Wait a minute. Only 2 RNs are going to take? Wait.
20,000 people, that'll take forever.
2 RNs will take like a week to get through all those people, man.
No. It only takes 8 minutes for the test. That's the beauty of it. And so it takes less time to get a hot dog, you know, meaning so you have your social, you have your distancing, it'll be monitored. And then you get to the front of the line, do a finger prick, you'll see it on the website I gave you, and they put the serum in there, and it shoots up, and it tells you if your antibodies or if you've had it before, and if they're not active, then you're not positive. You put the wristband on, you're in the game.
I thought you were going to announce that you were going to replace Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee after the nonsense that happened with him earlier on a radio show with some dude. He said he's not black. You ain't black.
Joe Biden replaced himself, man.
Don't get political.
No, I'm not getting political. It was just a joke. I know people come at me now on Twitter because I made a joke about Joe Biden. As Steve Martin used to say on Saturday Night Live. All right, Letty.
Yeah, he's a fossil, though. He's a fossil. They got a box waiting for him. You know that,
I got
right?
a box waiting. We all have a box waiting for us, though. What's
yes,
in the box?
Oh, what's yeah. in the box?
I'm in the box. I already have my spot picked out.
Mine's got Tito's in the box.
Now, Lenny, we're drinking Tito's. Are you still doing the vodka from upstate Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah, man. Boyd and Blair, potato vodka.
Boyd and Blair. How come we haven't had a bottle sent to us so we can sample it for ourselves?
I just call them up. They'll send you one, man. You're right. You guys are right there.
I tweeted about them, and they retweeted it.
Yeah, where are we? Don't they know who I am?
Right.
Do they know who I am, Nails? Do they not know who I am up there in the potato vodka country, man?
Oh, no, they know who you are. Everyone knows who you are. Are you kidding me, bro? I mean, the bottom line is even my little Chinese friend here, hey, Wen, you know Tony Bruno, huh?
You got a Chinese friend there?
Yeah, he's Chinese.
Is he from
China?
China?
Yeah. I know Tony Bruno. Sam. Yes, in Chinese.
Oh, he said it in Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Stay in Chinese. I love the Tony Bruno show.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, see that?
Yes.
This is an internationally loved show. This is a show for all the people of the world.
Yeah,
we really have detente here.
We are bringing nations together.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
She speaks Chinese.
Lenny.
So I'm dealing with these CEOs every day in China, these manufacturers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Lenny, tell your friend, Shen Shen.
Chicken?
Shen Shen.
Not chicken.
No, not chicken. Not chicken. Shen Shen.
Shen Shen.
Shen Shen.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, man, we have now crossed the international divide.
There it is.
We are now uniting the world as one.
And for those of you who do not, that says that's thank you in Chinese.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See,
look at this. Now we know why Lenny's safe and will not be arrested within the next 12 hours. He will get past his 2-year anniversary safely.
Now free Hong Kong.
Bring her in here, okay? in here with it. So we're all good. We're all good. You never know what nails bring to the party. Right from China.
That, no, you can't get. Even Donald Trump, if he's listening right now, would say, "What would he say, Harry?"
China.
She's from China.
All right, man.
I want to know more about this, Matt, because I love Madison Square Garden. It's the second most famous arena on Earth, behind the.
Here's the plan.
Well, now, where's the date? Is there a date set? Is this all locked in?
No.
Okay.
So look, America needs hope, and they need to see people sitting next to each other in an arena and knowing that they're safe because they've been tested.
Yep,
see, without
right.
this test, you can't. Without this test, nobody knows who's infected, who's not infected. But when you get tested, you know. And even when I got tested, knowing that I was negative, mm-hmm. because like you said, I mean, I'm kind of bulletproof. But after I took the test and my results were negative, there was something like that made me feel like better, like because now I knew for sure. You know what I mean?
It's called peace of mind, right?
Exactly.
Peace
of
mind. Yeah. You know? Unlike when I was on the road before I did my amoxicillin deal, when, you know, as a man we soap up a little bit, take a shower, and, you know, sometimes we take a, you know, go to the bathroom and kind of sting a little bit.
Yep.
But if you've been with a girl the last 10 days, okay, now right. your mind starts saying, is it the girl or is it the soap?
I hear you.
Right.
See, so
I've been there, man.
Sure, it's the soap. So you have to learn how to deal with that. And I did deal with that, and that's called peace of mind. So you're right.
See, this is the kind that this is how we solve world. People think this is just a stupid sports show. We're just a bunch of morons sitting around. We're fixing the world's problems here. Lenny Dykstra, ladies and gentlemen, he's not just caring about the 2-year anniversary record. He's trying to help the world by getting us all to Madison Square Garden. Right now, we're going to be at the corner of 8th, or we're going to be on the 7th Avenue side, right where you go down into the subway and walk through Penn Station.
Yeah, see, that's not been worked out yet. But what's guaranteed, no one will enter that. The Madison Square Garden before being tested, and they'll put a wristband on, knowing that they're negative. So now people can enjoy and get back to somewhat of a life that we're used to, opposed to wondering every day, like, what's happening? What, like, there's no plan. Like, what's going on? I mean, it's like the Twilight Zone out there. It's crazy. And so this is going to be a first, and people are going to see that you can live again. And we can go forward. All you got to do is take this simple little test, and you're in, you know?
I'm ready now. So it's 8 minutes. Is this the Abbott test where you stick your finger in it and it pulls a little blood out and then gives you the results soon?
Exactly. It's an antibody rapid test.
I need an antibody rapid. I love any kind of a body test. I don't want it to be that rapid, though. Can I do slow it down a little bit so I can enjoy it for a while?
I hear you. But the thing is, there's no pain. There's no pain. It's 99% accurate. And the other thing is cost effective. See, so.
Now, am I going to have to pay for this, or do I get.
Is this covered by our health insurance?
Yeah, will my Medicare Plus cover it?
This is the spit test.
Your employer will cover it. Your employer should be testing. Every employee should be testing.
I don't have an employer. I'm self-employed. Yeah. I'm the boss
of
me. I got Medicare. Will my Medicare cover it? Because I want Medicare for all. Will my Medicare cover my finger prick test or my spit test?
The spit test.
But you don't have to worry. You know why Nails is going to cover it? I'm going to send it to the show. You guys can do it on the show.
You know what? Actually, we should actually order them for all of the crew and
do it live
on air.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to have that long thing stuck up my nose into my brain.
No,
I don't want that crap.
No.
That's a PCR test. See,
antibody detection kit. It takes only 10 minutes. All you have to do is, spew into a little vial.
Well, I've done that a lot.
Spit it into a little vial, and boom, you're done.
I thought baseball players weren't allowed to spit.
Nobody spit like Lenny Dykstra.
No,
man.
Absolutely, Nails. I mean, nobody put that baby out there projectile.
Yeah, that shawl.
I remember going into the dugout at Veterans Stadium that one day with you and the whole smokeless tobacco thing to do an interview. And you had that jaw in there, man. Oh. You were That baby, you would put that right on the spot, man.
Was that Red Man?
We were sitting on the bench, right?
Exactly right. Was it Red
Man? Was it Red Man?
No, were you a little pinch?
Red Man, baby. Red Man.
See what I'm saying? Harry's a Red Man guy, too. Can you say Red Man anymore? Is that not because that's racist?
No, that's all over with now.
All right, just
remember, I was in the business of putting people in the seats, man. So when the game would end, what I would do is I'd go to my locker, and I'd sit there for 1 minute, and I'd say to myself, if I were a fan, would I have paid money to watch me play tonight? Mm-hmm. And that answer was yes, every time, every night except one. Okay? And the one time, it was... So, later on in my career, Fergusi would give me Sunday day games off after night games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, getting older, you get 2 days of rest. So we're in Florida, where I would especially get a Sunday day game off, but because you can die there in that heat. So that Saturday night, I had my fun. But it's a little extra fun, even because I'm not playing Sunday. I show up at the clubhouse, I stumble in there, and I look at the lineup card, and I'm leaning off. I'm like, oh, my, there's no way. There's not enough drugs. I can't do it. So I said, what am I going to do?
Got to get thrown out.
I know. I'm going to get thrown out of the game, yeah. I see.
How did you know that, Harry?
I know. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, how did you know that?
That's what I would do.
Eric Gregg.
Yeah.
If you remember, big Eric Gregg, he's behind the dish.
The late, great Eric Gregg from Philly, as you remember.
Yeah, big Eric Gregg behind the dish. The guy throws a pitch right down the middle. And I turn around. He calls it a strike. I'm screaming at him. I'm telling him, have another cheeseburger. I'm going off on him. And he says, Lenny? I already know it. Jimmy already told me. If I'm going to be out here in this heat for 2.5 hours, you're going to be out here.
He did not throw your ass out. He didn't give you one of these. You're out of here.
Yeah, see, because Fergusi, me and Fergusi walked down them dark paths. So he knew my plan. He got ahead of it and told Eric. So I somehow suffered through that game and made it. That's a funny story, you know.
That's great story.
Absolutely. These are the kind of great baseball stories, man.
That we miss having instead of, hearing stories about banging on trash cans and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that.
I can imagine you, me, and Harry Callis in a hot tub somewhere talking about all these great stories,
Harry,
drinking vodka,
Harry,
man.
Would you drop trowel like Harry did?
I'd drop trowel anywhere, man, if I'm going to talk baseball with Harry Callis and Lenny Dykstra, man.
Lenny, it would not take much for Tony to drop trowel. It really doesn't.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, unless you're around Strawberry, you hesitate because it makes you feel like a 2-year-old.
Well, that's right, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about that situation, man. Plus the water, when you get in that hot water in the tub.
Yeah. Shrinkage.
You get the shrinkage situation, man.
Therapy to get over that.
There's another shot for that, I think.
So the bottom line is we've covered a lot of things, but the reality is 2 years are going to be officially completed. My time, like 12 after midnight, which, by the way, is when I just get going, kind of, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So
right.
It's perfect for me. But listen, awesome being on your show, and thanks for having me. And again, I can stand here, if you want, longer. I can say whatever you want, because I'm sitting here locked up.
Now, Robin, I have one last question, because Robin, who was going back and forth with you to set everything up, mentioned the Lenny, Dykstra is a Dutch name. Did you know that? Are you Dutch? Not Dutch Dalton, the late, great
actually,
Dutch Dalton, our great friend.
Yeah, I'm actually Canadian. My last name when I was born was Leswick, and my grandfather and my uncle, Tony Leswick, won 3 Stanley Cups, and both of them played in the NHL for a long time.
Wow.
So... yeah, when I was born, I was adopted at 2 years old, and so my real dad, I consider the guy that raised me. But it was funny because I remember when I got to the big leagues and started making some money, and I got a phone call from somebody, and I said, "Who is this?" He said, "It's your dad." I said, "No, wait, my dad." I said, "It doesn't sound like my dad." I said, "No." He said, "Your real dad." I said, "My real dad. Hey, I got a real dad," and I hung up.
Good for you.
Oh yeah, man. So I'm blessed and I'm fortunate to have been grown, to have been raised by a great family, and so all the little miscues, maybe a few miscues, like, you know, where you maybe should have turned right instead of left. Mm-hmm. I can't blame it on them. I take full responsibility. You know, like the Phillies. The Phillies won't have me back. People think because of what happened, but that's not the truth, Tony. What happened was I was tagging one of the owner's daughters. Okay.
That happens.
Yeah.
So now you're starting to get some inside stuff. Okay.
Hey, it happened. You know what I mean? They're there. You're a ball player.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's not cool to tag daddy's little girl, man.
Now, that's in the House of Nails. Isn't that story in the House of Nails, the book?
Yeah, of course it is.
Now, when is House of Nails the musical or the movie coming out?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen, that's a good idea for the Phillies.
Or like a 30 for 30.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, screw Michael Jordan. The Lenny Dykstra 30 for 30 is a must watch.
I know.
Yeah, but check this out, what I did for the Phillies. I'm the gift that keeps giving. So when I sign my $30 million contract, they send you, the insurance on it. They send me to every place, testing facility around the country. Basically, every part of my body was uninsurable from all the surgeries I've had, except one. And so guess what I retired with? Back surgery. So I got the Phillies all $30 million back. Okay.
Wow.
And they're still disrespecting you all these years later?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
People would run through walls to see you here again. I'm gonna call the Phillies. If we have baseball.
I love the fans in Philadelphia, I love everything about Philadelphia. But for some reason, it wasn't the guy's wife, it was just the daughter,
Exactly.
Right.
It's not, if it's a wife, it's
always
different.
The daughter.
As long as the daughter is of a legal consent and she consented, right? That's how I'm looking at it as a former judge myself.
And she wasn't underage, right?
Was she underage?
No, I don't know. Definitely legal. And,
yeah.
That's all that matters.
She took advantage of me,
Exactly. And you didn't sue her like the football player did on United Airways when that football player had some woman feeling him up on a plane.
Yeah. Tony, you were the one that created the Reggie White big
rally, the Reggie rally here in Philly.
Should,
that's right.
We should create the Lenny Dykstra rally.
Damn right, man.
Hey, man, I'll be at the front of the line. But listen, I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk with me because. Philadelphia, and like you guys remember, 1993, that was a special. I don't know if you can replace that year, man. We flipped that city upside down, and there was something special about that whole
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely, and and the Mets fans listening, we're not just a Philly show. The whole country is listening in, and they're absolutely captivated, as always, Len.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, Lenny. If there was a 30 for 30 made about one of the two teams, the 93 Phillies or the 86 Mets, which do you think would make better television?
Well, I mean, if people only knew what happened with the 93 Phillies, I mean, it's crazy. But again, I've been asked to do a 30 for 30, and I haven't wanted to do it because it's a one-off, you know what I mean?
Right.
I want to do something bigger than that. And what I'm doing now, dude, is I'm getting ready to change the world, bro. See, remember something. I'm not here to make money, bro. I'm here to make history, okay?
Definitely right, man.
I hear you.
And there's no better way to end another epic segment on Memorial Day weekend than what Nails himself. The Dude!
Yeah.
Lenny Dykstra. Len, good to talk to you, man. Hopefully we get back together again soon, brother.
All right, man. Y'all be safe. Thank you.
Congrats on your anniversary, too,
happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, bro.
There is
Lenny Dykstra. We're coming back. I'm almost melting here.
You're emotional.
Let's take
Are you verklempt?
I'm verklempt. Let's take a final break here and come back and wrap this baby up, man.